This caller wants to know about the Belle Isle Aquarium.
Hi. My question would be, what is the proposed outlook for the Belle Isle Aquarium? How do each candidate view it for the future for the city of Detroit? Thank you.
Excellent question. Ron Kagan, who's over our zoo operations, is also spearheading our effort to raise dollars for a new aquarium in the city of Detroit. The Belle Isle Aquarium was a great institution. It really was. In 1995, the INS and also the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division came in and looked at all of our operations. INS was fining us up to $100 million. We had several federal investigations when I walked in office, from the Housing Department to the Department of Justice to the FBI. When I walked into office, it was a mess. And one of the things that we were being sued over was the civil rights part of Department of Justice, which told us that people with disabilities weren't able to access our public facilities. One of those facilities was the aquarium. When we looked at the aquarium, to make the adjustments to the aquarium that we needed to make, it would have cost an incredible amount of money. And then to do basic repairs. The facility had old, antiquated sewage systems. It had an old roof. It needed a lot of work. We were spending almost $800,000 a year on that facility. We were only getting back just a little less than $100,000 for people coming into the door. And so an effort started back even before I came in to say, hey, we need a new aquarium. And Ron Kagan started to spearhead that effort. He went out to the business community. And when I came into office, I said, keep that going. We kept the aquarium alive as long as we possibly could, but now we need to move in a different direction and build it. We are going to use the old facility for the nature zoo. The nature zoo will open up. We wanted to open it up this fall, but it's getting a little cold now. So next spring, there'll be a brand new attraction at the Belle Isle Zoo called the Nature Zoo, where you can walk through, see native animals to Michigan, and the aquarium we want to use as a part of that exhibit so people can see that old restored facility where we're not spending all those dollars on the fish and the upkeep of the water and everything else. So it figures into the total scheme on Belle Isle at historic perspective, but not as an aquarium. We want to build a brand new aquarium, and we're actively seeking donations for that now.
All right, and I know you mentioned a super aquarium, but I think one person that emailed us suggested that that's fiscally irresponsible.
Well, super aquarium, I don't know how you can say it's fiscally irresponsible until you see a plan, until you know where it is, where it's going, what else will be there. You have aquariums around the country. Some of them are working, some of them are not. Some of them are too big, some of them are overextended. Others did not incorporate the exhibit into their banquet facility, so people don't want to use it if they can't see the fish while they're having their banquet. And so there are a lot of things that go into how we put this together. So it's not fiscally responsible until it's a bad plan. And it's also not fiscally irresponsible till we know how we're paying for it. And if it's on the shoulders of philanthropic and private organizations and they want to move in that direction and they okay a plan and the city of Detroit okays it, then that's something that we should do. We should definitely look into what other attractions we want to have and add to our cultural mix in downtown Detroit. It's becoming so much alive when you go downtown and see the Opera House and Orchestra Hall and Music Hall. I mean, you have an opportunity now to figure out what else goes with the DIA and the Historic Museum. I mean, there's some things that we can build on from the Science Center and now an aquarium. And where does that fit into the total scheme and the quality of our cultural experience?
You're listening to One-on-One with Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick on News Radio 950 WWJ. And I'm going to go to the